The Shannon Public Consultation Committee, which looked into the rights of travellers, has concluded that a traveller should be appointed to the Shannon as a nominee of the Taoiseach. Martin Collins, co-director of Pavi Point, is on the line now. Good morning, Martin. Thanks for taking the call.
Good morning, Sean.
This is a broad report, some 34 recommendations and all, but let's just start with the Senate. Would it be something you would welcome? Would it be important to have a traveller appointed to Shannon Éireann by the Taoiseach?
Well, first of all, Sean, this is, as you say rightly, it's a very comprehensive and indeed a very significant report, and it's very far-reaching in its recommendations. Pavi Point, along with other traveller organisations, were involved in this consultation process last July, and the Public Consultation Committee received something like 67 submissions, broadly from travel groups, but also from other stakeholders. It covers 9 thematic issues dealing with accommodation, education, healthcare, and indeed political participation. And as you rightly point out, it makes 34 very important recommendations. But come back to your original question, one of the recommendations is the enhanced political participation of travellers in Irish political life. And in that regard, it makes a very concrete recommendation. And it's not new, because travel groups have called for this many, many times over the years. And that is for the Taoiseach, when he's considering his 11 nominations, as he is entitled to do under the Constitution, and he usually is a he, that we would strongly recommend that he would consider nominating a traveller to the Shannon. And we believe that would send out a really powerful message, a message of inclusion and respect for the traveller community. It would also deconstruct this notion that our Oireachtas and our institutions are the sole preserve of the majority population, which of course they're not.
The issue of gender quotas comes up as well, with a recommendation that targets should be set for traveller women in a political party and state agencies. Gender quotas, would that be welcome as well?
Absolutely. Look, at the reality is this has happened in other jurisdictions. In fact, it's happened here in Ireland in relation to our own gender quotas, where I think each political party must have at least 30% of women who are candidates, and if not, there'd be some sort of financial penalty. It proves, you know, that it does work, it is effective, and the same principle would apply to travel women. So, of course, we would support and encourage the further participation of travel women in politics broadly, and that requires affirmative action. Where you have underrepresented groups in any institution of state, then special measures are required to promote their access and participation in those institutions. And this is a tried and trusted tool, if you like, right across the globe. And indeed, the UN CERT Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, yeah, only last month, in its concluding observations, did recommend to the state that it should take additional measures to support the enhanced participation of travellers, and that includes travel women, of course, in the political life of Ireland. Here now we have an opportunity. We're in the midst of a general election. It'll be finished, obviously, on the 8th of February. Thereafter, very soon thereafter, we think we'll know the makeup of the government. And whoever the Taoiseach is of the day, it's an opportunity to show real leadership and courage and nominate a traveller to the Shannon.
Yes. Now, talking of affirmative action, the idea of a paid internship scheme for travellers in the civil and public service to improve diversity and broaden the experience of people working in government bodies is brought forward. That's another suggestion. Do you think, yes, there'll be much enthusiasm from members of the traveller community in getting work experience of that sort?
Yeah, well, Sean, there's a myth out there, or there's a stereotype, you know, that somehow or another travellers have no ambition and they don't want to work and they don't want to progress in life. Nothing could be further from the truth. We had an information day in here in Pavi Point a couple of months ago. Dublin Bus were in the process of recruiting, and we had an information session, and the information session was actually oversubscribed with young travel men and women who were very interested in gaining meaningful employment. So let's nail that myth. Of course, travellers have ambition, but quite often what's missing is the opportunity. So we believe that a positive government internship to give travellers those opportunities would be a welcome development. And to be fair, I was only at a meeting last week, Sean, in the Department of Justice and Equality, and they're first out of the block, as it were. They're now in the process of making 4 internships available for members of the travel community as part of an affirmative action programme. And Pavi Point and indeed other travel organisations are in consultations with them as to how that would happen in a meaningful way. So we welcome that, and we believe that other government departments should follow what the Department of Justice and Equality are doing with this.
And they're talking
moment.
About four of those internships in that department alone, are they?
That That is correct, and as I say, we're in the process of trying to manage the detail of that to make sure that there's a rural and urban representation, there's gender representation, and so forth. So it's a welcome development, but it's a small beginning, and it needs to be replicated by other government departments.
Now, we have often heard the suggestion that there are no votes in traveller campaigns. We're in the middle, as you say, of a general election, Martin. What do you want to hear from the political parties?
Well, the first thing, I would give a message to my own community, and I think you're absolutely right. There's a lack of engagement in the political process, generally speaking, and from travellers. And we have embarked upon a number of various initiatives to create an awareness among the community of the importance of using their franchise to get out, register, vote, interrogate parties and their manifestos and their policies on travellers, and also even encourage travellers to stand for elections. And thankfully, on this occasion, we have two members of our community who are actually standing in the election. We have TJ Hogan in Cork, and we have Martin Ward in Shuman County, Galway, and I want to wish them the best of luck. But we need to see more travellers and traveller women engaging in politics and standing in elections, both local, general, presidential, European, whatever it is. That's really important. And the message is that the reality is, if you don't engage in the political system, you don't have any influence. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think politicians take much notice of you in terms of your needs and your concerns if you don't vote.
Yeah, but have you any way of knowing what, generally speaking, turnout by travellers is like at election time?
It's very difficult to measure, Sean. I just know anecdotally it's quite poor. I'll give you an example. A good number of years ago, I forget which general election it was, but I live in Dublin West, which incidentally, I understand Peter Casey has also now declared that he will stand in, which should be interesting. But anyway, I remember making my way back from Cork, back up to the polling centre before it closed. And I remember walking into the polling station and a guy said to me, "Oh, you're the first member of your community here today." And I knew what he meant, and I said, but I had to quiz him. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're the first itinerant here today." I said, "Come on, please rephrase that." I said, "I'm a traveller." He says, "You're the first traveller person here today." Now, this was something like 9:15 in the evening, not long before the polling booth was about to close. That's just one small little anecdote, and I think that can be replicated right across the country. So my view is, and the view of many travellers and travel organisations, the number of travellers who are registered are very low, and the numbers who actually go and vote are even lower again.
Yeah.
And I think, to put it quite bluntly, I think it's actually shameful.
Right, and just one last question to you. It's on housing, and that's obviously a big issue in the election, but housing for travellers, an ongoing issue, Martin Collins. This report recommends that there be an independent traveller accommodation agency to oversee the delivery of traveller accommodation. Now, what's your sense of whether that's a good idea? And also, the question is already, the claim is often made that some travellers would prefer to live in caravans along the side of the road rather than take up the offer of a house.
Well, look, nobody wants to live on the side of the road without, you know, basic amenities such as running water, electricity, sanitation. So that's not the case. Travellers want to have decent, secure accommodation. And for some travellers, that means a house. For others, it does not. It means a halting site or it means a group housing scheme, generally what we would refer to as traveller-specific accommodation. So the 1998 Act stipulates that the range of options should be made available for travellers. But unfortunately, as we all know, generally speaking, but more specifically for travellers, local authorities are not building, they're not delivering any accommodation units, whether that's conventional housing, social or affordable, or indeed holding sites. And really, local authority system is not fit for purpose. It has failed our people. The evidence is overwhelming. Local authorities are failing to spend their allocated budgets. And really, the evidence is overwhelming. What's needed now is some sort of a centralised body that will have the necessary legislative mandate and power to get on and do the job.
Okay, last question, because you mentioned Peter Casey earlier on. Now, he was a controversial candidate in the presidential election a couple of years ago. He's running, as we know now, in two constituencies, Donegal and Dublin West. Do you think that that particular candidacy is going to have renewed controversy about travellers?
It's really difficult to know. I certainly hope not, because I think it's unnecessary and I think it's quite harmful. and unproductive, and it damages relations between travellers and members of the majority population. So I would hope that Peter, and indeed others, I would say this to all of the candidates who are standing, please refrain from engaging in any kind of racist or xenophobic rhetoric. There's no place for that in Irish politics, and those who do engage, we would call on the party leaders to rein them in. But in this particular instance, it seems like Peter Casey has a one-item agenda, and I think in Dublin West, I think that's to undermine Leo Varadkar. And it does go back to the presidential election, of course, and the comments that Leo made about Peter Casey, that people should not vote for him.
Right. Martin Collins, co-director of Pavy Point, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.